The first phase of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology's Technology Advancement Program, TAP, is now underway. The program will see approximately 1,000 unattached youth being equipped with skills in data collection and analysis. The program, which is being executed at a cost of $450 million, is the result of a partnership between the Universal Service Fund, USF, and the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU.
The Technology Advancement Program will last for 12 months. The first 3 months will be training conducted by the Caribbean Maritime University, and then the remaining 9 months will be the placement at various government entities so that persons can get practical experience within the information communication technology field.
Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the Universal Service Fund, Delene Powell. TAP participants will receive a stipend of $12,000 weekly for the duration of the program.
And this is from the point that they would have begun the training, because we want to ensure that while they are in the program, they are fully engaged and they will not have to worry about expenses related to transportation or anything else. We want them to fully concentrate on the lessons because we want them to get as much as possible out of these sessions.
The three-month training stint at the CMU will cover numerous areas, after which participants will be set on work experience.
The aim is to train these individuals, and they're going to be entering into a 12-week training intervention covering 9 modules. Thereafter, they will be employed by the Universal Service Fund for 1 year at least, and they will be going into the different communities across Jamaica collecting data that will give an indication as to the internet penetration across the country.
Associate Vice President for the Faculty of Advanced Skills and Professional Development at CMU, Dr. Cornell Brown.
We have regionalized the strategy for initiation, so we have merged parishes, we have merged St. Mary, St. Anne, and Portland. And we start out St. Mary at Brimmervale High School with a regional seminar. The first module for each region is going to be employability skills. We then move into Montego Bay, and we will accommodate St. James, Trelawney, Hanover, and Westmoreland. We move quickly over to Manchester, and we'll accommodate Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Elizabeth.
On March 8th, 200 participants will gather in St. Catherine for training. And on March 9, the regional seminars will conclude in Kingston and St. Andrew.
We will then move into the parishes, where each parish is going to be treated as a separate cohort. Well, for St. Catherine, since it's such a large group, we're going to be subdividing them into about 3 or 4 cohorts. And it's in the parish that they will be pursuing modules 2 all the way to module number 9 over the remaining weeks leading up to week number 12, when we welcome them to the Indoor Sports Center, where they started out really for the launch of the program, and they're going to have their big graduation.
At the end of the training, participants will receive a recognized CMU competency certificate, which will indicate their expertise in data collection.
The key aspects of the Technology Advancement Program is that after these persons involved in this training, after they've completed their modules, they will be placed at various government entities right across the country to assist them with their digitization of their information, and also with collecting data in relation to information communication technology that will better enable them to complete their tasks.
Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the Universal Service Fund, Delene Powell. If you're interested in being part of Phase 2 of the Technology Advancement Program TAP, contact the Universal Service Fund at 926-1727 for more information. And to find out more about the fund's activities, you can visit usf.gov.jm.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.